Alishu Chelek Aleph Daf Tzadi Aleph. We got to the last paragraph. The conclusion. The author says, "Ein leshair his hashpa'a tzuma anidas limud ha-musar kavua." One cannot estimate the enormous influence that regular limud musar has. Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam Zatzal, echad mishloshes gedolei talmidav shel Rabbi Salanter. So Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam was one of the three great talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, together with Rav Simcha Zisel Ziv and Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer. Kosav betzava asoy, he wrote in his will, "Bichlal agid lachem." In general, I want to tell you, "Ki ma shehemid isi al raglai beinanei avodas Hashem." What put me on my feet in concepts of avodas Hashem, hurak limud ha-musar. It was the learning of musar. That's what put me on my feet. Uchmo shekibalti veroisi bimei chelti es admor zatzal, as I saw and I received in the days of my youth from Rabbi Yisrael Misalant. Shechazar ha-ma'ama, he once saw him, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam saw him, repeating the statement of Chazal, "Koil ha-poiresh midivrei teira eish eichaltoi." That's a statement in Bava Basra, Daf Ayin Tes. Anyone who separates from divrei teira is consumed by fire. And I saw him repeating it, kama v'chama pa'amim, over and over, be'koil ram, loudly, u'bisfasayim do'ilekois, with burning lips. This is the expression that Rabbi Yisrael himself used. Be'islavuz g'dola, with tremendous passion. V'chol yom sh'ani lomed musar, he continues, every day when I learn musar, azay kol ha'ma'asim v'adiburim v'amachashavois yoseh tovim etzli. Then all my actions, speech, and thoughts are better. V'oifen ha'seder hu, and the methodology over here, kasher shamati mipi admor, as I heard from Rabbi Yisrael Misalant, sheyechalek ha'adam es limud ha'musar shnei chalakim, that a person should divide his learning into two parts. And of course here, it's a really a revision of what we said above, that the learning should be divided into two parts. Derech mashal, for example, mikba adam sha'a chas ala limud. If a person sets aside an hour to learn musar, az yechalek shnei chalakim, you should divide it into two parts. Chatzi sha'a lelimud besefa musar, the first half hour to learn properly, to learn it. Keseder shelomdim sha'a limudim, as one learns Gemara, like we said above, to analyze it, to understand it properly. That's the first part. Lizbonen berayon esav, to look at the ideas, kmo b'misilas yesharim, yechovos lebavos v'chadomeh. The first part is serious and in-depth analysis. V'chatzi sha'a hasheinis lilmoid b'yispalus. The second half hour should be to learn with what we described above as hispalus, with an emotional arousal, an emotional response. Lilmoid ma'amar v'lachazo habepim, to learn the same statement, to revise it many times. Ye'eze ma'amar shiye, whatever statement it is, b'choivos elevavois, oy bereshis chokhmah, b'ma'amar shebamasech ta'avois v'chadomeh. Al ha-seder hazeh haya limudu. That's how Rabbi Israel used to learn. Atkan this chapter.